This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
4 years is, quite coincidentally, about how long it takes to earn a college degree. But as more people start to question the high price of said education, colleges are scrambling to figure out how to use technology to save money and stay competitive. A lot of them, as you've heard, are turning to online classes, but faculty have now started to push back. From the education desk at WYPR, Marketplace's Amy Scott has that story.
Last fall, Duke University announced a plan to offer online courses for credit through a company called 2U. Last week, Duke's faculty said not so fast. Tom Robichaux is chair of the Arts and Sciences Council, which voted down the contract. He says some professors didn't like how the administration handled the deal. Others just aren't wild about teaching online.
I think we at Duke need a little bit more time to think about this, and the only way we will get answers to some of these questions is actually to try a pilot project at some point.
Faculty at Amherst College also decided not to jump in. Earlier this month, they rejected an invitation to team up with Harvard and MIT to offer free online courses. Stephen George is professor of biology and neuroscience at Amherst, a very selective small college in Massachusetts.
We work with students pretty closely, and the idea of teaching 100,000 students remotely just doesn't seem like it fit Amherst's goals and values.
Faculty at both schools say they haven't ruled out online education, but Elaine Allen with the Babson Survey Research Group says tenured professors have been slow to embrace it. In an annual survey, less than a third of chief academic officers said their faculty accept the value of teaching online.
Over the 10 years that we have done our survey, faculty opinion of online education really has not changed.
And it may not, she says, until her generation of college professors retires. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.